have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Mr. Michelle Y. We are back another week by the grace of God. We are grateful that he has blessed us all to have such a time as this to worship and praise his holy name. I want to say to each and every one of you, thank God for Jesus. He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and he's worthy to be praised. I don't know about you on today, but I'm extremely excited that another 24 hours has gone by and we are yet here because of the grace of God. I send a shout out to each and every one of you, the listeners on today. I want you to know how precious and thankful we are for each and every one of you. I send a shout out to our very own producer, sister and visionary of Elation Radio, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. I send a shout out to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and our family. Listen, I give the Most High praise and welcome to our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father, and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank him for being here with us to lead, guide, and direct us, and I'm excited about what he's doing on today. Listen, I don't know what you've been through on this week. I just want to prophesy. I hear victory is in us as believers, as those that hear and accept his word. Victory is nigh. I want you to get it in your spirit on today. Victory is nigh. On today, we're going to be talking about the very beginning. Hallelujah. This is the beginning of the year. We're going to be talking about the very beginning. I want you to grab your Bibles, get yourself prepared, inbox somebody, tell somebody that the word is going forth. I want you to pray and thank God for Elation Radio, where various podcasters are sharing the gospel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are honored to be a part of our Elation family. We look forward to what God is going to do. He's in the midst of all that we pray about and all that we do. If you grab your Bibles, I want you to just come with me now to the throne of grace. We're going to pray that the Lord would enter in, have his divine way, show up and show out in the lives of us all. Every day we need a word from the Lord, not ourselves, not just feeling good, but the Bible is our source. It is a key ingredient for our Christian life. We need him like we need to breathe. We need him like there's nothing else left. We need God on today. So I'm asking for those of you that pray, please join me as we enter into the throne room. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you for yet another week and another day and another hour, a minute, a second. We thank you for being good to each and every one of us. We ask that you forgive each and every one of us of our sins, oh God. We ask on today that you will come in, bring revelation, bring understanding and clarity to your word, that it becomes life to us and that we just not read it, but that it takes root in our souls and that we're able to live it, follow it, and stay with it, oh God. I pray that as many are fasting and praying in the beginning of the year, that we apply the word, that we continue to ask you what it is you need from each and every one of us, that we may continue to grow thereby. We ask, oh God, that you save on today, that someone listening into this podcast may receive you as Lord of their life, that it not be just that they're listening, but that you touch them, God, in a very special way. I'm asking that you touch every family represented here today. I'm asking that you increase our wisdom and knowledge in you. We're asking, oh God, that you provide for every family listening in, whether it's live or by the replay. We ask, oh God, that you deliver on today, whatever the hindrance is, whatever the vice is, whatever the sin is, God, that you forgive and that you heal and that you deliver on today. We need you on today, oh God. And then we ask, oh God, as we go through this podcast, that you lead, guide, and direct it, that you fill us with your word and your wisdom, and that we are calling on you, oh God, for all things. We ask that you do this and many more, and all that is on our hearts, spoken and unspoken, according to your will and your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, I want to welcome you. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen in. I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, yes, that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the church, home, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Now, as we said, we prayed, we welcome you. It's time for the meat of the matter. Come on. There's nothing in this life greater for us as believers and those that choose to study than the Word of God. This Word is immutable. This Word is powerful. And this Word is what we need to stand on the promises thereof. So let's begin with what the Word is talking about when we talk about the very beginning. Amen. I want to share with you that God is doing some amazing things. I want to tell you, you shouldn't do anything without His approval. Amen. Today we're going to be studying from John, the first chapter. Again, that's John, the first chapter. I will be reading from the King James Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, and I want you to catch that, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's stop right there. What does he mean when he says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not? Well, when light enters in, it chases away dark things. It chases away sin. It chases away things that come to destroy us and to hurt us. It chases away wrong thinking. It chases away a lot of things because it brings clarity to what is actually going on. Whatever is done in the dark will come to the light. when we hear phrases that the world picks up on, that we often hear in old fables, or we hear that is used in a phrase of life, I guarantee you the majority of them come from the Word of God. Let's continue to read. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Interesting. Let's stop there. When we talk about that the world knew him not, I want to set this up in a preface for us all to remember. As believers, you never know who you're sitting next to, who you're talking to, a person in process, because we often look at people and think we know them. I want you to remember there are many angels that have appeared on the earth, and mankind didn't know who they were. But God reminds us through his word that the world is not conditioned or understands light. But yet light is in men. The word of God said in verse 9 that the true light, which lighteth every man, he didn't say some men, he didn't say a portion of man, he says that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Listen, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It reminds me of Jesus with the disciples and them questioning him about who he was. How can you walk with someone, see the miracles, see all that he did, and still not understand who he truly is? I want to ask you a question today. Do you know of people that are in your life who sit by you, eat with you, talk to you, and yet not understand you possess that light? If so, it could be that they are blind. If so, it could be not only are they blind, but maybe they refuse to see the light. There are times when we are called to serve and live for the Lord that others will not accept who God is. I want you to be encouraged and not discouraged. When you live truly for the Lord, he gets the glory. Your light shines in darkness. Uh-oh, what does that mean? Here they come. It don't take all of that. You know, I'm good. You don't have to pray for me. Da-da-da-da-da. What they're really saying is, hey, I know what it is. I really don't want to receive it. I don't want to receive you. But can I remind you today, Jesus was rejected of me. When we talk about going to the beginning, we have to understand the word of God, what it does, why it was given, and why do we hear and see these things the way they are. It's important to understand the word of God. It's important to understand why it has such power. Let's keep reading. 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. They received him not. They didn't understand his purpose or his calling, so they didn't receive him, right? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What does that mean? In order to be connected to him, we receive who he is and who he represents, which is the kingdom of God. We receive power as believers. What does that power look like? It looks like an overcomer. It looks like one that believes in spite of what they see, that God is who he is, and they cannot be moved or shaken. They cannot be taken away from their faith. We have the right to have free will and free choice. Free will and free choice. What we choose as believers is to stay close to him. Despite what this world may bring, despite what we may see, despite what we may hear, we are convinced and fully confirmed that his word is true. It may be heavy sometimes. You may be rejected sometimes. You may feel at times that hope is running out. But I am here to decree and declare that he is God and his word does work. He works within us through the light we possess. The question is, are we connected to the light? Are we walking in the light? Or are we halfway accepting the truth? The reality is when he comes in your life, he's as close to you as I am talking to you on this podcast. You, when you pray, you are talking to God. The word becomes real when you talk to God. You talk to him. You ask him for guidance. You ask him to lead you and to guide you. Why? Because you can't do it for yourself. I may be able to say, Lord, I need you. And he answers me when I talk to him because I'm connected to the light. You are connected to the light when you receive him as Lord of your life. Doesn't mean you're perfect. Doesn't mean you're going to get it right 100% of the time. Our goal is to stay as close to him that he may teach us all things through the Holy Spirit, that he may guide us through the word, that we may stand assured and affixed that he never fails. He will always. I don't say sometimes. He will always come through. But it's through our faith that we believe it. 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his, even to them that believe on his name. Sometimes we get tripped up because we see the word sons and we want to take out women. He said, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, that eliminates gender, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, of God. Your relationship with God is spiritual. Your relationship with God is holy. Your relationship of God should be close that you understand him. I love to see little boys that follow their fathers, right? There's something about them that they want to be just like him. We have a pastor in our Elation family, Pastor Marlowe Curry. His little son, they call the associate and assistant pastor. I watch him as he watches his dad and he follows him when they're having service, or he stands close to him because he's watching his ways. He's wanting to be more like him. He's wanting to follow in his dad's footsteps. But more so, I love the fact that our brother also allows him to be the son. He allows him his space to encompass who he is as he's teaching and training him. Do you not know our Heavenly Father does the same thing? My husband, a man of God, has nurtured many young men, and I watch them as they watch him. I watch them as they watch his footsteps, and now that he's in a wheelchair, how they respond to him, how they answer him, and what they do for him because of where he is. There is nothing like a close relationship with someone you love. The Father loves his children, men, women, boys, and girls. He showers upon us his grace. He gives us the will to go forth. He allows us to be our best self through the word of God. How can we not understand his love and compassion for our lives? How is it that we don't know that he cares and that he's listening and that he's watching every detail concerning us? I know you may feel that the one that just walked into the kingdom of God is not as astute as the one that has been there for all of their life. May I shed some light on you that when you come into the body of Christ, you're a family. You're growing. You have to be developed. And it comes through this word, understanding it, picking it up, being taught by Bible-believing teachers that can divide the word and can teach you spiritually for you to grow by. It is a beautiful thing to see God work in the lives of his people. He doesn't have a certain culture. He doesn't have a certain nationality. He is God, and he is open to all who will receive him through his son, Jesus Christ. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This is he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace," hallelujah, "but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man have seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." In other words, you cannot trip me up. Do you know this world lives to trip us up as believers? When you believe in the Lord, they're forever watching every word, looking for a mistake, wanting to see the body of Christ fall, wanting us to not be in position when trouble comes, when life crisis comes, when the world experiences trouble. They don't want to hear from us. But here John makes it clear. He said, "I am not the Christ." 21, and they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou that we may give an answer to them that sin? Isn't it something? What sayest thou of thyself? Isn't it something how when Satan wants to buffet somebody, he has to send attacks? I need you to wake up on this. He has to send something to throw you off. He can. He has to send a witness because he wants to know how he can allow you to fall. And they said unto him, how art thou that we may give an answer to them that sent us? Listen, we don't want to be in trouble. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Esaias. And they, which were sent, were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, here they come. They always want to ask a question. I want you to pay attention to the Pharisees of this life. They always have a bunch of questions. They never want to ask him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who cometh after me, is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bear record, hallelujah, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record of this is the Son of God. Did you hear that? What would it be like if Jesus had a chosen you or God had a chosen you? Can you imagine John and all of the heartache and pain and skepticism of people and people questioning him and not accepting him because he seemed that they could appear to make him as if he was great as God and then put him in a category that he's lying. Why can't you answer for yourself? And yet he keeps telling all about how he's not worthy to unlatch his shoe. Listen. If you get nothing else from the Word of God today, I want you to remind yourself about humbleness. I want you to remind yourself to introduce Jesus to all you know, to allow them to understand your role is to be connect the Lord. Your role is to allow your light to shine, not to allow your ego to shine, but your light to shine. What is the difference, Pastor Michelle? There is confidence and there is cockiness. The difference is the reception of confidence will always lead someone to understand who your God is. The ego syndrome will help them to understand you. When I preach this gospel, when I teach this gospel, I need you to be pointed to him and to understand it is by his name, in his name, that all things are possible and that they become what they are because of him. I'm just the messenger. Look at that when you hear your pastors, when you see leaders, when you make sure that their humbleness of heart compares to who they are in Christ. In these last days, it is vital that we not get caught up with the world's ways, but that we keep our eyes focused on the kingdom. How do we build? How many souls do we get into the kingdom? How do we do that? What is God's word for us to do that? Are we maximizing souls into the kingdom? Or are we doing things that it emulates who the kingdom looks like, but yet the souls are not coming in? We get joy on the Just For You podcast, as well as with Election Radio, when we hear the testimonies of the souls that come in. See, it is beyond just doing what we all do, because the means have been given to share the gospel. It is God and the Holy Spirit's job that through those that he's chosen to speak this gospel, that he's anointed and appointed to be able to bring someone else into the kingdom. So I say to you, be mindful of your family members. Be mindful of your friends around you. Be mindful of your church members, community, and those around you. Everybody isn't saved. What is your plan this year to increase the gospel that someone else may get to know him? Every day I think of ways that I say, God, help me. And when I say help me, I mean help me. Help my mind, help my spirit, help my body, help my soul, that I be all that he wants me to be. I am a wife, so I have to still be a wife. I am a mother and a mother figure. I have to still be that mother figure. I am a child of God. I am a sibling. Both of my parents are gone on to be with the Lord. They're resting. I have family. I have friends. I have businesses. I have things that I do, but I am trusting in the Lord. None of that will mean anything if the light that I possess is never seen. What does that mean? That when Christ is genuinely in your life, someone recognizes there is something different about you. As we begin this new year, it is vital for us not to make any plans without him. Thus forth, what the actual fasting and prayer is indicative of. But if you want to be honest with yourself, it's a simple evaluation of yourself to see where you were and where you are. And as you begin this new year, go back to the very beginning. Go back to the date and the time that you accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior. As you've been serving him, have you stayed close to him? And if you haven't, I need you to pinpoint at that moment what happened. And then I need you to recommit yourself that you may be able to fulfill and call upon his name the more. Because in life, things happen. If you go back and look, I can guarantee you today may be different than when you began your walk. You can either be closer or you may be a little farther away than when you began. Wherever you are, there's yet time to be able to draw even closer to the King. Take John's example. Not only was he humble, he was powerful. Not only did he talk about who Jesus was, he made it clear it was not him. He made it clear he was on assignment. He made it clear that there were things to come with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you're going to talk about how great our God is, please make sure your light is shining. Remember, we first began talking about what light does. It drives away sin and darkness. In our Christian and godly lives, in the body of Christ, that light should drive away sin and darkness. May I remind you that the word says there's no good thing in the flesh, which means we have to consistently subject ourselves to him. Perhaps you're perfect and you don't need to subject yourself, but I promise you I do. I need to make sure my mind is operating right. My heart is operating right. My spirit is producing what he wants it to produce. My soul is fulfilled for the assignment. As 2023 is beginning, can you believe we're over half the month? Time is swiftly going by. Every Sunday that we've experienced thus far has been glorious. But can I remind you, we don't want to take a day, we don't want to take an hour for granted. We don't want to take a minute for granted. We want our lights to shine brighter than they ever have in all of our lives. That someone can see Jesus in us. That what we live, what we preach, what we talk about, they can believe. And that all of the glory goes to God. And when they call our name, we consistently point them to God. To God be the glory for the things he has done. This word is so important because we have to go back to the beginning to understand how to sustain through the now. To have any kind of evidence or strength or support for you in your life is the word even an option. Here's the good news. If it hasn't been, you have time for God to be glorified even the more. The more we know, the more we grow. The more we grow, the more we sow. We sow into the lives of others. We sow into the kingdom. We sow into his will and his purpose. This year, this time, go back to the beginning. Thank him for his word. Thank him for creating this world. Thank him for giving you life, your family members' life, your pastors, your leaders. Thank him for all that he's doing and all that he's done. Be humble enough to say, I'm sorry. Be gracious enough to extend your heart. Be open enough that when you receive it, you receive the gospel and live by it. I encourage you today to keep looking to the hills from whence cometh your help and remind yourself that all of your help cometh from the Lord. Thank him for the lives of those he sent to lead you, guide you, direct you, be it pastors, be it those in your church, be it in your community, in your schools, wherever you are, on your jobs. Thank God for true friendships, true brother and sisterhood, true living in the Word. It means something. It means something to watch others and to watch the kingdom. I love our Elation family. There's a lot of people that talk about how they have sisters and brothers in Christ. In this family, we have sisters and brothers in Christ. We support one another. We love on one another. We pray for one another, which includes you. I'm thankful each and every time that we have the opportunity to come together and share the gospel. I'm grateful for each of you that listen to the replay or listen live. I'm thankful for every guest. I'm thankful that God chose all of this for such a time as this. Grateful for our very own Dr. Kenny Robinson, the visionary of Elation Radio. And listen, I'm thankful for her family. I'm thankful that God has yet blessed us all to see another year, to do another work, and to call upon his name. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing unto you, that you will go back to the beginning to research his word, learn what he's saying, take some quiet time out, just not turn over your plate, take some quiet time out to hear, thus said the Lord, to know what he's speaking for your 2023, that you don't have to be stuck unless you're stuck with in him and in him, that you're following him and following his ways. Continue to encourage young people. They need us. Continue to pray for them. They need us. Continue to pray for your families, your leaders, your pastors, the fivefold ministry. Continue in prayer. If you don't know what to pray about, start there. Pray for unsaved loved ones. There's always something the Lord can allow you to pray for. Pray for those in trouble that need an answer from the Lord. Pray for those that don't have, those that have in abundance. Pray that people learn how to be all God created them to be, not just make money. Because there's a mentality at times in this world that the more money you make, the more you achieve, the more you please God. Yes, he wants us to increase in our talents, our time, and our treasures. but it means nothing if he's not being glorified. May your 2023 be the best you've ever seen, with him leading you and guiding you through everything this year. And that as you listen to him, he increase you with wisdom, with strength, with power, and give you what you need and be able to increase you as he trusts you with finances. Make sure when he believes in you that you don't let him down, that you listen to him and pay attention. I pray this week's exhortation truly has blessed you. It blesses me each time I study, each time I hear his voice to say, this is what's to be talked about. It blesses me. And I pray when it's delivered to you that it blesses you also. I pray you gain wisdom and knowledge through this gospel that you can share wherever you are. It's a blessing and a privilege to serve the Lord. Don't ever forget that. It is a blessing and a privilege to serve the Lord. It truly is. If this is your birthday month, the month of January, may God bless you in the beginning of the year. I've got to give a shout out to my niece, Mariah. She will be a year older on the 19th. May God bless you, Mariah, on your birthday, to our nephew, Marquise, who also gave a year older. To all of you in our Elation family, you, the listeners, all of you whose birthdays are at the beginning of the year, God bless you. Perhaps it isn't your birthday. Maybe someone's given birth. Maybe someone's bought a brand new home. Maybe they're graduating. Maybe there's something else wonderful. Maybe, oh, this is one. Maybe you birthed your business or you've written that book. Whatever it is, we want you to know here at Just For You and on Elation Radio, we celebrate you. It's an awesome thing to complete a work, to do something great and give God the glory. Also, we understand life doesn't always go as planned. We understand that trouble can creep in. We understand life can be topsy-turvy. It's in those times that we all need prayer. I want you to know that here at Just For You and with Elation Radio, we are praying for you. I want you to know there's nothing too hard for God. When you're faced with trouble, you're faced with hardship, you're faced with things you can't even imagine, and it overwhelms you, and it hurts you, and it breaks your heart, he's listening. Prayer is us talking to God, and he's listening when we cry out. Please, whatever you do, if you're in between the fences and you don't know which way to turn and you don't know what else to do, I ask, I implore that you call on the name of the Lord, that he may get your thinking right, your heart right, your spirit right, and your soul right. You want to be right when he returns, because he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. That's a pretty high, tall order And I'm telling you, it's not a joke or a game. He's coming back for all that have called on his name, stayed close to him, for us to receive the crown of life. And what a day that's going to be. So I encourage you that if you are still in between, make your decision. The more you say yes, the closer you stay to him, the greater your life will be. There's no quick scheme or formula. I'm going to give you all in the name of Jesus. I want you to pay attention to those around you who may have lacked having resources, food, clothing, all of those things in the natural that you may see. Be a blessing. If the Lord has blessed you, please be a blessing to someone else. They need to see that the Lord is real. The light we talked about is inside of each and every one of us that received him. And the power that he gave us to help transform someone's life by helping them in their time of need. Don't forget about those in need. Don't forget about the fatherless and the widows. This is pure and undefiled religion. It is what Jesus lived by. It is what he did to help others to see who God is. I want you to realize that when you're in need, there are resources available. United Way is in the city and the county and the state of Missouri, as well as across the country. In St. Louis, we dial 211. If you are in need of resources, please call them. They will have an intake specialist and help you through what you need. Also, there is Urban League St. Louis. They have multiple programs. They have teaching incentives and things for you to grow and learn and live by. They have food drives. They have many resources to assist with utility bills and weatherization. If you are in need of any of those services, please look them up, ulstl.com. St. Louis County Library always has an abundance of wealth with books and various components to help us increase our life. Hey, did you know you can get some of your books that you may least have thought about in Christian content right there at the library? You need to check them out. Check their resources out. Check what books are available there that you can read and gain knowledge in 2023. Also, they have various events. We're getting prepared for Black History Month, and they already have speakers that will be coming in teaching on various components, presenting their books, special appearances. Listen, you need to touch base with this St. Louis County Library. And also, they offer flow kits for women, things and necessities to help them during the time of the month, as well as diapers for babies. Look them up at slcl.org. Also, we want you to be aware that on Monday night, you can find Pastor Donald Wright and Michelle Y. Wright of Kingdom Wisdom Weekly on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook. Wednesdays, meet us back here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Robinson. You can hear us on the Just For You podcast at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get ready! We're back! From Ashes to Beauty will be the last Friday of the month. Catch us at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on, that's right, we'll be in the club. That's Clubhouse. Meet us on Clubhouse. Download your link if you don't have Clubhouse and meet us back in From Ashes to Beauty. We're excited to come back and be with you again beginning this year. Listen, we want you to know what a privilege and an honor it is to serve you. We are going to pray out. Please listen next week for more information. We have a very, very special guest that's going to be on with us next week. You don't want to miss it because that information given is going to bless your world. Please listen in on next week. Also, we want to say a thank you again to Dr. Kimmy Robinson for all that you pour out and all that you do for the body of Christ. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for today's podcast. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for our visionary and producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family. Thank you for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., all of our families represented here on this podcast. We say thank you, God, whether live or whether it is the replay. Bless, oh God. Thank you for the word on today. Continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Forgive us all of our sins as we forgive others that we may be forgiven. And show up and show out. Lord, there are many facing trouble and tribulations and heartache. We ask, oh God, today that you touch and have mercy. And Lord, as you are touching, we believe, receive, decree, and declare we are all overcomers through and in your word, oh God, to stay nigh to thee, to not be moved by what this world will bring upon us, but to stand firm on your promises. And we love you. We adore you. We appreciate you even the more. Help us to grow stronger in you and help us to be about all of us, our Father's business. And we will thank you. Thank you today. We call it by faith for saving someone that they may hear your word and become stronger and recommit or accept you in their life. This is truly what we pray. We desire you to save, heal, and deliver. Thank you for testimonies coming forth and those that have been. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank you for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Until next time, we believe and trust that God will cover and keep you until we meet again. May God bless each and every one of you and your families. Remember to lift your pastors up and those that you love. Continue to pray that God will lead them, guide them, and direct them also. Again, we will see you, Lord willing, next Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This is your